The Director of Elections and Research of the NPP, Martin Ejimen Sankosa, has called for an extension of the 10-day exhibition exercise. He told Radio Ghana that the exercise has been a failure because many eligible voters could not find their names and proper ages in the register. He spoke to Yahya Kwamwa.
So far, it has been very, very bad. A number of challenges characterize the process. Either people go to the polling center where they have to check their name and there is no register to check from, or the code on their card during registration has been changed as at the exhibition. Or people go there and they just can't find their name at all on the register. What we are saying is that the EC has breached the law. If you look at the regulation governing this process, Regulation 21, Clause 2, all political parties were to be given copies of the register. The Electoral Commission did not do that. If you go to Regulation 22.1, it says that every voter should have access to the register and check their names within the 10 days. The EC had failed to do that in breach of the law. If you go again to Article of Regulation 22.3, the EC were to host the register on their website. Again, that has not been done. I'll be surprised if somebody does not go to court to get the Electoral Commission to do the proper thing.
So what do you think has accounted for this?
The EC appears ill-prepared. The EC is rushing itself through the process without consensus from political parties. When we meet at IPAC and we take decisions or agreements, the Electoral Commission refuses to go by them. And that is how it's getting it wrong all the way along.
Mr. Martin, you are telling me the EC doesn't take instruction from IPAC meetings or the decision you arrive at IPAC?
The EC doesn't take instructions, but EC realizes that it can't do it all. It needs the advice and collaboration of all stakeholders. That is why EC convenes IPAC. When we meet at IPAC as stakeholders, when we plan and agree, it is important that the EC consider. If the EC had agreed to give political parties copies of the register, agreed at IPAC, and also informed by law, we wouldn't have the problem where centers had no police numbers.
I tell you, political parties have not made any input into the voter register.
No, because no political party was given a copy of the register. The Afridan failed to do that.
Did you play your role as a stakeholder to create the awareness of the electorate about the exhibition of this voter register?
Yes, parties will create awareness. But the essential work to be done on that day or the 10 days is for you to look at the register, make corrections, tell people who are dead, object to people who must not be on the register, and all of that. You need to do it from the register.
The Director of Elections of the NPP, Martin Ejimen Sankosa.